Kumlana Black Gemara.
And it's Esther up to actually Purim's Gemara with Hey Yom Adal Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hanochlim Ha'oivdim Esaharim. If somebody worships a mountain, Vesagavoyes in the hills, Hein Mutarim, they're Mutter, they don't become Asa, they're not considered Oivid Avoyezara, never Avoyezara. Because they're mechubel lekark umasha alehen, but anything that you perch on top of it, asudin is forbidden. Shneimer says
means the mountains, the mountain.
Not the people, the mountains. Machlekes, if the person who worships a mountain is the oivet avodah zodah, since the mountain itself is not avodah zodah. That's later. Umasha alehen asudin, what's on top of the mountain is also shneimer says leisach moed kesev v'zov aleh, what's on top. Abyesi aglili oime seems to be saying the same thing. Eleheim alahorim, this is what you were saying yesterday. The gods in the mountain v'leahorim eleheim, not the mountain of the gods. Eleheim alagvoyes, the gods that are on top of the hills, v'lehagvoyes eleheim, not the hills that are the gods. Umipneima asheda asura. So if so, why is a tree also she yesh but tfisas the other? Because a person planted it. The choshi yesh but tfisas the other must have. A person planted it, it's also. So what exactly is the machlek? Is Abyesi and the Tanakama? They both be saying the same thing, that a mountain is not become also. We'll soon see. I will explain to you. The idea of why does the pasuk mention the tree? And the tree, because we know the tree does become tamei. So why is it a loyetachet ranon? Just tell you a sign. Whenever you see a large mountain, the giva, and a hill, nisas, a raised hill, the eitz ranon, a nice leafy tree, da, you should know she yesh shomerchem. That's a simon that they probably put over there in avodah zarah. Says the gemara that mem heyomer aleph.
Turn to this page. Give him a.
Mem heyim alaf. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yezi. We're up to the word Gemara. Mem heyim alaf. Rabbi Yezi haglili hayne tadakama. They're both saying the same thing. That a mountain, if you worship a mountain does not become avodah zarah. So what's the difference, Rabbi Yezi haglili and tadakama? So the first opinion will tell you that Rabbi Yezi haglili is the one who is very lenient. And their argument as follows. Amr Rabbi Muhammad says the name of Shloki Tzafu Har Kahar. They're arguing if you coated gold, which says the word Gemara, three or four lines in the bottom. If you put gold on top of the mountain, does that gold become avodah zarah? Tanakama, so avat tzipui har enikar. What you cover the mountain with is not part of the mountain, and therefore it becomes avodah zarah. Umitze becomes asar. Basically, is lenient, and he holds tzipui har har enikar. He holds that the coating of the mountain is attached to the mountain. It's like bottled to the mountain, and therefore it cannot become avodah zarah. That's opinion one. However, Rabbi Sheshes says no. Kuli Alma, everyone holds that tzipui har ainu kahar. The coating of a mountain is not like a mountain, and therefore it is avodah zarah. V'hoch, you know the argument. The Asheda tree we say before is an avodah zarah, and you have to burn it. What about it was planted as a normal tree, and then afterward they decided to turn it into Asheda? And that's the machlekes if that becomes avodah zarah or not. V'hoch, be ilon shenotu, you plant chachilah to be a tree. You'll be safe avdu. Then they worship it. Kamifugi, that's the machlekes. Tanakama, in this case, Rabbi Yisak Glul will be the one who's machmer. Tanakama, so ilon shenotu, a tree that was planted. Ula be safe avdu, and then later they worshiped it. Mutter is permitted because it's not created for avodah zarah. Rabbi Yisi, Haglili Savar, Ilan Shenotu, even though it's planted ordinarily, Ulbe Seif Avdu, then later on you worship it, Asr is Asr. He's Machme. Mimai, how do you know? Midikani Seifa, how do I know that's basically whole? It says in the Seifa, Mipinima, Asher, Asr, basically, in his word says. So why is the tree Asr Lechayda grew? And he said, Mideshi Yesh, but Fish the Adam. He says, as long as there was a human intervention. So this tree, it is human intervention. I don't care that when you planted, you had no intention of avodah zarah. The Tanakama holds, when is it considered human intervention? Only if you made it, when you made it for avodah zarah. When you planted it, you had a mind of avodah zarah. Rabbi Yisaglu says, no, any human intervention. And even though you turn it into avodah zarah, it becomes avodah zarah. Mipnei she yesh bo tfisa de adam, the chol she yesh bo tfisa de adam, also is forbidden. And because it says all, what do you mean everything? What are these words are extra? The whole she yesh by tfitzes adam lasuimai. You just told us about a tree. What else are you adding? My lav lasuimai. Any tree should not to you plant it over the safe of the. Since there's a tfitz of the adam when you planted it, then later on you turn it over the zara because of the zara. He's not the only one, and just like Rabbi Yisrael, also have Rabbi Yisrael, but Rabbi Yehuda, who also agrees that an elon should not to a tree that was planted a little bit safe of, and then later on they worshipped it. Also, it is also a tiny. We learned Rabbi Yehi by Yudaim, and Matishna, and says the Pasik, Eleheim, Alohodim, their gods, and above the mountains is an idol. Veloy, Hehodim, Eleheim, but the mountains themselves cannot turn into gods. Eleheim, Alagvois, Veloy, Gvois, Eleheim, and not the hills themselves. Shemei, Ani, I would have then learned the next part of the Pasik, where it says, Tachas kol eitz ranan, under every leafy tree, Eleheim is the gods. I would have dashed, Veloy, Ran, Eleheim, where the tree itself cannot become an Avodah Zarah. The whole idea of an Asheda is out the window. Tamaloyma, we have a Pasik, Vasherayim, Tisr, from Be'esh. So the fate is you should burn the trees down. So why does the Pasik say, Tachas kol eitz ranan, which sounds like under the tree, but the tree itself not? El Tachas kol eitz ranan, Lomli, I'll agree with Rabbi Akiva, Ahud, Rabbi Akiva, it's just a signpost to tell you where to look out for Avodah Zarah. If there's a nice leafy tree next to a mountain, but the tree itself does become Avodah Zarah. How do I know that? Vasherayim, Tisr, from Be'esh. I'll explain to you. Wherever you find an elevated mountain, or a tall mountain, and you find a hill that's elevated, the leafy tree, you should be aware. Probably, the Rabbanon themselves say that a tree that you planted normally, in a lady change your mind, it does not become a avodah zarah. So, what's pshat in the pasuk of Rabbanon? What are the pasuk that the Hashem should burn down? The Baile, they say very simply, there are two kinds of Asheda trees. An Asheda tree that was planted as an Asheda, and an Asheda tree that was planted normally and then later changed your mind. Planted normally and changed your mind does not become Asheda. When the Pasuk said that you should burn it down, it's talking about a planted tree that did become a plant. And the Pasuk, Tachas kol eitz ranan, because there are trees that won't get burnt. That is, if it was planted normally. The Baile, the Elon, should not to mitchila lekach. The pasuk of eitz v'asherayim tisav eish. First, we need to tell you the normal din that a tree that was planted for avodah zarah is it has to be burnt. How did he know to learn that also even a normal tree? You're right. How does he know to add another layer that even a tree is planted normally and then later change your mind, it also has to be burnt? We have another pasuk. That the tree you should prune down, you should cut down, not complete. It says you cut it down a little bit. That's talking about a normal tree, and then you worship Avodah Zarah. When you take a normal tree and you worship Avodah Zarah, what happens? The tree part that was born, that was created before, does not become Avodah Zarah. It's only the new growth. So tikadeyun, you have to prune it, you have to cut out off the new growth. Eizer eichigiduya also that the new growth is also, but the tree itself, the trunk is muter. Have you aimed ilan shenotu? You planted chatchila, was not avodah zarah. Well, the safe of them, and later on you worship it, what becomes avodah zarah? Only the new growth. That's pshat. So how come Rabbi Yehi, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said that even a tree created normally and then change your mind, you have to burn it, and he brings the pasuk v'asherem tisav beish, it's the wrong pasuk. He should have brought the pasuk v'asherem tegadeyun. So the Gemara, v'ho v'asherem tisav beish, he brings the Gemara Talmud. He says, you know why? Ilu loynema kamar. He's telling you, if we did not have the two psukim, we were talking out of learned out. Now that we have this pasuk vashareim, tisma beish, now we know that the other pasuk, tikadeyun, is telling you that if you change your mind in the middle, ilu loynema tisma beish, if it wouldn't have been for this pasuk, I would have thought then asherem tikadeyun means an ilu should not be chilakach, a tree you got chilak planted for a zara. How should you receive vashareim tisma beish? Now you have two psukim. One tells you burn that completely, and one tells you prune it. Ayatale vashareim tikadeyun. So what do you do with the pruning? Le'ilon should not do live a safe avodoy. A tree that was a chatchila planted, and then later on you worship it. Nu v'rabbanan, what do they do with the second pasuk? Hai v'asherem tikadeyun ma'avodoy. They hold that the only one tree you burn down, chatchila, it was planted, but a tree that was changed, you change your mind, you don't do anything to it, nothing wrong with it. Nu, so what do they do with pasuk v'asherem tikadeyun? They learn something totally different. Like Rav Shmuel Levi, when they entered at Yisrael, went in stages. The first thing they were told is chop up off a piece from every avodah zarah, so people rather should be aware they should not cleave to it. But that's not the main thing here. First, you got to get rid of all the goyim. So just do that as a sign. Then kibush at Yisrael, koydel be avodah, then conquer at Yisrael, and then afterwards you decimate all the avodah zarah completely. That's on each stages. The Torah B'yad says, when he tats the mizbe b'chayisam, he should destroy their mizbeach v'hanach and leave it. V'shibart his matzavayisam, and he should destroy the mizbeach v'hanach, leave it. V'hanach sagadata, when you leave it. Sreve, but you have to burn it. Amar Avuna, Savuna said, Rodoy v'achagach sreve. Do a little bit, then chase him, and then you burn it. No, but you also need to know for stages. So how can you use a pasuk the kadeh and tell you about a tree was planted normally? High svarim and all. If you use a tree planted normally, how does he know there were stages? Nafkalema abeta abedun. It says two words: destroy, destroy. Why is it two words? Destroy a little bit and destroy a lot. Ave v'achger taveidun. So I know it was two stages. Rabbana and Rabbanan. What do they do with Ave taveidun? We read they know two stages from what do you call it? From Tegadeyun. Haim Boile, they needed Ave taveidun not to tell you two stages. To tell you that how you're supposed to destroy it, uproot it completely. It's not enough to cut a tree down. You got to uproot it, make sure there's not one little root left. Rabbi Yisrael, you heard the how did you know you got to uproot it? Now, we have to destroy the name from that place. The name, what do you mean the name? You already said burn it down. What do you mean destroy the name? Mean uproot it, and nobody should remember if it ever existed. But Rabbon, Ahilikanis Lashem, they use the posse of Adonai Shemam, means change the name. Not uprooted, but change the name or give a kinu, your nickname to the name. The Tanya, you have to uproot it, you have to destroy the name. It says already, Ave Taveden, what I need of Adam Shmom. I already know Ave Taveden, you got uprooted. In Kema Tamle of Adam Shmom. What do you do with the positive of Adam Shmom in Amokamahu? Lechanis Lashem, make up other names. Yochel Lashvach, I should give it complimentary names. Lashvach Sagadatach, Yochel Lashvach Lagna. I would have thought, okay, just leave it a name that's not complimentary, nor derogatory, neutral. Tamle Meshaket to Shaketsenu, Vesai to Savenu, Kichedemu. It's disgusting. Hokate, so what do you mean? Hoyakodi Noisa, Beis Galia, they called it the place that was very tall. Kadia Oisa, Beis Kadia, called the place that's dug into the ground. Ain't called, but you can see, ain't called, it's only thorns. Tanya, so you change the name in a pejorative way. Tani, Tani, Kamed of Shesha is Ha'akum Ha'oidim Mesahodim. If a guy worships a mountain, now the mountain has now become a Veda Zodah, but the guy did an Aveda. Vesagvoy is Hain Mutari, the mountain Mutter, but Vavdain beside the guy, and they get killed at the side because any Aveda guy does, and including in Aveda Zodah, they get cut down. Vesazroyim, Vesayirok is what about the vegetables and the sea and the grains? Hain Asurim, they do become Asur, Vavdain beside. They become Asur. Now we can understand these grains are compared, as the Gemara will explain, are compared to the mountains, which means that the chatchila had nothing to do with avodah zarah. And then later on, you decide to make avodah zarah. It is a raya that not to ulabesoif avdu is avodah zarah. You see from Grinson right here, from vegetables and from grains that you planted normally, and then afterwards you brought avodah zarah. It says hein asurin is a raya that not to ulabesoif avdu is asur. Amale dam lachmani, who's author of this brayse, must be Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, who the Amar who says ilan should not be planted normally. Ula b'seiv avadin, then you say worship us it's aser. How do you know? The lukman be ilan should not be mitchil lekach. Maybe the grains were planted chatchil of avodah zarah. But Rabbanan, and it follows Rabbanan. So Gemara loy no. So I you can't think so. The Tani do me the habit. Compare the vegetables to the mountain. Maha shaloy not to mitchil lekach. You had no hand in there at all. Av hainami shaloy not mitchil lekach. Chatchil was planted normally. The lady changed her mind, and we see from that what that it's aser. Itma, we learn another machleik is avneha. Let's say you have a mountain and you have some stone. Shinidalglu, the mountain itself, we say is not a avodah zarah. But what happens if some of the rocks fell off the mountain? How do we treat them now? They used to be mechuba and they fell off on their own. No man, there's no man intervention. Can they become a avodah zarah now if somebody worships it or not? B'nei Rab Chiya, but Rabbi Yechon is an argument between the sons of Rab Chiya, which is Chizki and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechon. Chad Oma, one of them says, Asur is Asur. Now that's detached, it is Asur. The Chad Oma, and Oma says Mutare. Since it came from a mountain, which is a har, it is Mutare. My time with the Mandal Mutare is, what's the Svar of the one who said that it's Mutare? Kahar, it's treated like a mountain. Mahar She'ein Bait Fisi De'odam. What's like a mountain? What do we know about a mountain? There's no human intervention. And Mutare, there's Mutare. Same here. There's no human intervention. It fell off on its own. We're not talking about a man chiseled and knocked it off. Hoon out of the mountain. Umutar afhani she'ein bet yisi de'odav. No man intervened. Mutarin. Malaha, you know, by a mountain, she came mechuba. What's that? The mountain is attached. Maybe that's why he doesn't know avodah zarah. This is detached. No, behemoth echich. We learned if you bow down to a behemoth is not attached, walks around, there's no avodah zarah. Oh, but you're talking about mala behemoth baal chaim. It's a living thing. He cannot turn a living thing into avodah zarah. Har echich, har is not a living thing. Chazer adim, go back and forth. Loi roize, kiroize. Each one has a different chumra, a different feature. Loi roize, kiroize. Hatsada, shavash, what's the common denominator? She'ain behen yedei tfis adam. The common denominator is that what? That there's no human intervention by the animal or by the mountain. There's mutter af. So to hear, ko she'ain behen tfis de adam. The rock fell down, the boulder fell down on its own. Mutter, because there's no human intervention. So it should be mutter. That's the raya that it's mutter. So those who hold asr, ma'ala tzada shavash, ben, you know what was happening. Tzada shavash, kain lo nishtan, the animal, the mountain, that's how they were created. Mashenkin over here, the rock fell down. It's no longer in its original position. Maybe it does become a avodah zarah. Ela asya, learn out from behema balas mum. An animal is a bal mum. It changed from its original creation because it has a mum. And yet, there's no avodah zarah there. or Mahar, you combine it with a mountain, and you can no longer go back to me and say, oh, but it's no longer original state. It is taka, no longer original state, even the animal. So therefore, the rock that fell down should not become a Avodah Zarah. Vinami mebehem matama, or even if you want to learn from a whole animal, or me'ilin yavish, from an asherah tree that dried up, so long as original state, from a tree that dried up, it's no longer original state, and yet you cannot turn away the zara. Umanda asa, the one who asas lahochi kosev shakitz shaktenu. The one who said it's asa said the Torah says shakitz shaktenu. By avodah zara it says you destroy. What does the Torah have to add? You don't have any avodah zara. Comes to add that even though you can use seichel or matzatz to tell me that this rock that fell down should be mutter, I want you to asr it. Shak, unless I mefedish matzir it like a mountain or an animal. By an animal, I only asr it by a carbon, which means the hedge is mutter. Then it's all asr. Da'avagav the asya medina l'teira loy tasya. Do not learn from avoid. Do not learn from matzad because shak is the shak tenu sayidus avenu. Says the Gemara. So talking about is avoid disorder. Not at all.
And the Egyptians had the
sheep. Sheep, that's right. Testayim.
From Monroe to Brooklyn on the bus, there was a Sabbath Chosid, and every time we passed, I think we said,
what were you doing in Monroe?
What was I doing in Monroe?
You had that business in Monroe.
Testayim, the Bnei Rabbechia, the Shori. It makes sense. Abchi was matir. How do I know? The boy Chizkia, who was Abchi's son, once asked the question: what happens if Zokav Beil Ishtachvus Lo? You took an egg and you stood it upright. You intended to use it for avodah zarah. Mahu? What's the din? Because right now we thought, what's the shaila? Ishtachvus Lo Ishtachlo. You intended to use avodah zarah. You take it, didn't use avodah zarah. The question is, an egg is like a living thing or not? That's the question. Become a boyle, and the question is, is it enough of a human intervention? Haizik, you didn't create the egg; you just lifted it up. Haizik kifasa, just making it upstanding. I have a mice, I loy have a mice. Is that considered a mice or not? Ava loy zaki, but if you take it, just let it lie there. Loy mitze, take it wouldn't be us, wouldn't be a shayla. Is that us? Why not? L'chayla is detached from the chicken. Is that ayah because it came from a living thing, and therefore it's not a boyzada. Same thing as the rock from the mountain. That Shmamin Abin Abchid the Sharu. Because we learn from a pasuk that says Min HaBehema, so we learn that for a carbon you can only bring not from all animals, an animal used by Bezod, you can't. Which, why do you need a pasuk for that? We have a rule that anything which an ordinary Mashki Yisrael, Mamuti Yisrael, anything you eat cannot use, you cannot use based on Migdash. Why do you need a special pasuk for Avodah Zarah? To tell you that no, for a Yid it's Mutter, only for based on Migdash it's Asr. Says the Gemara. Bnei Rabchid, no right from there. Maybe they hold asr the hishtachvulam, but the shaila over here is a very different shaila. The shaila is hishtachvulav. You bow down, avgav the lezok for asura. If you bow down to it, it's asr. Maybe detach, it's asr. Now they hold that it's asr from shakit to shaktenu. So what's the shaila here? The hocha maizkinim going shizok of beil hishtachvulav. You lifted an egg to bow down. V'lo hishtachvulav. You didn't worship it. What's the situation? I don't understand the question. This is machlekes. What the din is? Ilaman do amar avedik chomish yisrael asur miyad. As soon as they eat, prepares avedik zorah to avedik zorah. It's awesome. It's a shaila. And ilaman do amar atchi te avid until you actually worship it. Halay polchi didn't worship it. Lo itzichik ganesh zokav beilish tachvusla. He lifted the egg in order to worship it. Veloish tachla didn't worship it. Uvav gechomish tachla. Goy came worship it. Now stamazay we say ain adam oisad davish shloy. A goy cannot turn you something of yours avedik zorah. But because you lifted it up, you demonstrated that you wanted to be avedik zorah. So now the question is, when a goy comes along and makes avedik zorah, what happens? Kihada, you don't mishmur. What's the shayla? Luchayla definitely is a avodah zarah. We'll see in a minute. Yisrael, we find a case by Shizokal Levay. He took a tzigel, a brick. Liyishtach was intended to bow down and you lifted it up, make it prominent. Uva oivik a chavim. Liyishtach lagay came along and actually worshipped. Also, it's definitely asr because you revealed to us you're happy about avodah zarah. The kavabaylei the shayla is what about an egg? We can argue levena a brick who the minker is a kifasa, it's noticeable. Maybe therefore it's not avodah zarah. A bay a lawyer, bay a standing is hardly noticeable. I didn't malish not take who just form of lines. Boy Rav Yimir Rav Chama asked a question. Mishtach v'lahar. If somebody bows down to mountain, we just said that it's not avodah zarah. Avonah the stones ma'ul mizbeach. Can you use it for a car for mizbeach? Just like an animal, you know, by an animal, but you cannot use a mizbeach. What about a mountain? Yes, never been mechuber etzel gevoya. Do we say that as far as the Beis Hamidrash is concerned, there is mechuber is aser. I ain't never been mechuber etzel gevoya. Or maybe it does not exist since it's not avodah zarah for a person, not avodah zarah Beis Hamidrash. And in timtzelayim, yes, never been mechuber etzel gevoya. You can tell me there is never. You can't use it. What about machshidi karmen? Ke karmen dami oloi. And that's the question. Everybody talks about since all the mountains are avodah zarah, how can Har Hamidia be the place for the Akedah, the Beis Hamidrash, and so on and so forth? So there's a beautiful Tam Sefer who wants to say, because it says, well, mountains are Vedasota. It says the story of the mountains. But what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva said that any mountain that, any time you see a mountain, is a Vedasota there. So it's, it said, well, it was, right? So the Tam Sefer says, he brings a medrash that says that Hara Maria was actually not a mountain, it was a crater. And the Eibishter made a nest and made it into a mountain. And it happened only after Avraham Avinu got the land. And once Avraham Avinu got the land, the goyim, we just learned that a goy cannot in Adam Oisa Dover She'enu Shaloi. So therefore, even for the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to use a mountain, but this wasn't a mountain at the time, and afterwards, it belonged to Avraham.